Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 18th, 2013, episode 575, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Woohoo! It's Friday! It's Friday! You know what? I'm sure that most everybody waking up this morning is excited it's Friday, except for me. I must tell you. I'm
Why?
Not excited.
Why?
Because I just had to get up at like 4:45 in the morning and take my husband to the Air Force Base and drop him off, and he's going to be gone in Las Vegas for the next 2 weeks, leaving his pregnant, 5-month pregnant wife all by herself to take care of the farm for 2 weeks. I'm not happy about it.
Okay, all I heard was husband in Vegas for 2 weeks. That's what I got out of that conversation. Is this business, or are you just letting him play for 2 weeks in Vegas? You're the perfect wife.
That is definitely not the case. I am not the perfect wife, because that would never happen. Actually, he's not even really excited about going. He's so, I mean, at least he's telling me that. He's like, I don't want to leave you for 2 weeks. It's gonna be. He's lying to me, isn't he?
He's lying.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's
anyway.
He's probably worried that you're going to ride, and you probably should be stopping riding by now. So
he's probably a little worried about that. You know, I think he's more worried about me lifting. We have to clean the stalls, we have a ramp that goes into the dumpster, and he hates it when I go up the ramp. And he hated it before, and now he really hates it. But who's going to do it? I'm not going to shovel it in there, so I'm going up the ramp. That's what he hates the most. He's not worried about the riding thing so much. But, he's there for what's called Red Flag. And it's basically where fighter pilots from squadrons all over the world converge on Las Vegas for the weekend. Watch out, Vegas. Watch out, ladies. Bunch of fighter pilots coming in. So, they converge in Vegas, and they have big, giant super battles. I call them super battles. They have actually real terms for them, but I think of like giant super battle in the sky. Of like they play war games and stuff, and that's pretty much what they're doing. Same thing you did in Alaska last winter.
Do they leave out of Nellis? Do they take off out of Nellis?
They do. So he's actually flying an F-16 up to Nellis this morning.
Well, you know what's fun about that is you can just drive out there and watch them do their thing. I mean, you can get pretty close to the base. You can see it from many of the hotels there on the Strip.
They're really far in the sky and over. They're not over Las Vegas. They actually go down. Nevada is a huge state of nothing, which is why they do it. They do this in Alaska and Nevada. There's nobody to bother in either spot. And so you can't really see it. But there are people that follow it. There's websites devoted to it where guys get out with their cameras. And there's night battles, too. So you'll see. And this is, I think, what the UFOs people think they see, is that they pop out flares into the sky and they do all these maneuvers at night, so people think they're UFOs, but it's actually just F-16s having a super battle in the sky at night.
How cool is that? And you don't think one or two of them are going to buzz Vegas, do you? Especially the foreigners.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about any of that kind of stuff. I wish I was smarter about that. You probably know better than I would.
Oh, they're going to have some fun, I'm sure. It's going to be a good time. Well, do you think that so what you're basically saying is if you're single and looking for a hottie, head to Vegas this weekend.
That's pretty much what I'm saying, except for avoid my husband. Because I'll fuck you.
Now, be honest. Tell him what you told us before the show about you actually helping him pick out his clothes. This is what kind of wife Jamie is.
Yeah, they're like, are you
she
being
is so
nice
helpful.
And
she's
letting
so
him
helpful.
I am. I was helping him pack. I was telling him, no, you can't take that. No, you can't take that. You look too good in that shirt. Put it back. Nope, wear your junkie clothes. Nothing fancy. Like, he has what he calls, like, his game on, like, money shirts. I'm like, nope, put them back in the closet.
No, I mean, all he has to do is wear his uniform. He looks good.
Yeah, but then you're not going to, oh, my God, that would be the worst. Wow, I can't get rid of those. Or your flight suit in a club.
Dude, yeah,
trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, girls like that.
I know. I trust him, though. He's a good boy.
Yeah. He is a good boy. He has a good wife at home who's pregnant waiting for him to come home.
I know. And actually, you know, to be honest with you, because you guys are going up to Philadelphia next weekend and you're leaving me behind and he left me behind, I can't drive to Philly, so I'm going to drive to Vegas and go visit
him. Right. Oh, you're going to go. Did you tell him you're coming or is this going to be a surprise visit?
I should have surprised him. Gosh darn it. Surprise!
Right, I'm
here. Texting him like, hey, where are you? What are you doing? Oh, honey, I'm in the hotel room. I'm studying. And he's like at the table, please.
Well, as long as there's not pole dancing involved, you're okay. You're in good shape.
Oh, my gosh. He's a good boy. He never, yeah, he'll be fine. He'll behave himself.
Well, that's good. Well, we have a lot of fun stuff planned for you today. We have coming up, we have one of the youngest bloggers out there in the horse world. Her name is McKenna Oxenden, and she is a blogger for Horse Nation. And she's going to tell us, do you remember when we watched the Olympics? And we even commented and talked about it on this show. When you watch the Olympics, all the athletes had this funny colored tape all over their bodies. And we were going, what the heck is that stuff? Well, they're starting to use that funny tape now on horses. And McKenna actually has some experience with it, and she wrote a blog post about it for Horse Nation this week. So she's going to come on and tell us what kinesio tape is, and what it's used for, and does it actually work. So we're going to find out about that a little bit later on. Plus, we have really bad ads today. We have a bunch of news for you as well. So we have a whole bunch going on in the show today. Well, let's start with our daily winnies. By the way, was the new opener better? Last week I gave you Disco. You hated it. You thought you were going to throw up at the beginning. Was Brooks and Dunn better?
Oh, man. So much better. Thank you very much. Just thank you. That was
just
awesome.
For you. I did that just for you because I love you, Jamie. Mostly because I didn't want to hear you whine for the next 6 weeks.
And you would have.
No. So my daily winnie goes out to the many listeners who posted pics of their dogs. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of dog pictures. And we're putting a special episode together for next Friday devoted to dogs. It's going to be a whole episode about dogs. So, you know, that's one thing that most horse people do have is dogs and cats. And we couldn't figure out what to do in a whole episode about cats. And then I'd have to play the Barn Cat song and Jamie would commit suicide. So we decided to go the dog route. And next Friday's show going to be devoted entirely to dogs. And we have a lot of guests lined up for that show. So it should be fun.
Okay, well, I have two daily winnies, and my first one goes out to one of my students. Her name is Shaylee, and she has started a new business. And what that business is she is super talented with a sewing machine, and she has started and learned how to make polo wraps. And if you go to my page, I'm going to share it on our Facebook page here in a minute. She custom makes polo wraps for your horse and made me a set of Air Force, United States Air Force polo wraps. They're navy blue with like a red Velcro stripe and then this patch from the United States Air Force on them. You've got to check out her stuff. It is so cute. She charges like $15 for a pair. She has tons of different colors. Set is $25, so very comparable with polo wraps that are for sale. And so I'm going to post her website on our Facebook page. It's just fantastic stuff, and you'll have to check it out. It's going to be on Horses in the Morning. It's called Equestrian Wraps. Equestrian Nation Wraps.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm looking at them now. I saw those pop up on your Facebook page, and I said, who's making Air Force polo wraps? Now I know.
Isn't that cool? She delivered them yesterday. I about cried, of course.
I wonder if she'd do Horse Radio Network polo wraps with our little microphone guy on them.
Oh my gosh, she totally would. That's all she needs is an idea, and she'll do it. And she's now sending them all over the country. And yesterday she had a shipment go to Ireland.
And she's pretty young, isn't she? Wasn't she? She's one of your
she's
young
18
students?
Now.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been teaching her for several years. She's 18 years old and has started this business and is just doing, it's just a slam dunk. She's just doing really, really well.
It's called EQ Nation Wraps. If you search for it on Facebook, you'll find it. Oh, she has them on there, too. Oh, yeah, she is doing some fun ones, isn't she?
Yeah.
And, all right, well, I'm going to like her, and then we'll see if we can get we'll see if we can get a special pair of Horse Radio Network ones done.
There you go. Try to get them.
Cool. So you have another one?
I do. I can't have a Daily Winnie that does not go out to, if it's not going to go to Zenyatta, you know it has to go to Zenyatta's sister, Ebluisson. Ebluisson ran her second race yesterday at Santa Anita. She's 4 years old. The first time she's run on dirt, well, we have the race. Let's play the race, see how it went.
Yeah, now the sound in the beginning of this is a little winky from the video, but it gets better.
Okay, we'll be patient.
And away they go. Pink Blossom was just a little awkward. Folk Dancer was very fast, and Folk Dancer immediately goes to the lead. Pink Blossom's recovered quickly and goes up to race in second. Viva Carina is along the inside. Double Ante has taken back second last. And in Blue Isant is at the back, but only four lengths would cover the lot. They head to the three-quarter pole now, and out on the lead is Folk Dancer. Not in any hurry at all. Just takes them along languidly out here. Folk Dancer by a length. Now starts to quicken a little, and there goes Folk Dancer. Now does kick on with it. Pink Blossom goes with her in second, and they've been followed by Viva Carina in third. And then we come back to Double Ante. Blue Isant is up alongside, now six off the leader. They run past the 5/8 pole, and there's still Folk Dancer in front by a length and a half. Pink Blossom's been tracking throughout, and Viva Carina is in third. Double Ante is down at the rail, and still Ebluisant is at the back, has six to make up. They run past a half-mile pole, and Folk Dancer continues to show the way. Second is Pink Blossom, a gap a length and a half back to Viva Carina, Double Ante right there at the rail. And now Ebluisant is making a run early on the far side, and there goes Ebluisant now in the red cap, is up to third and coming to tackle the leaders. They come to the quarter pole. Folk Dancer still the leader, Pink Blossom between them. Ebluisant on the outside now making it three in a line as they turn for home. Double Ante's back in fourth. Homeward bound, and Pink Blossom now strikes the front, immediately tackled though by Ebluisant, and Ebluisant gets a tap on the shoulder to go for home. On the inside, Pink Blossom's running a huge one, trying to go with her. Ebluisant is in front with 80 yards to run though, and now Ebluisant pulls clear late. And it's Ebluisant and Curry Nakatani opening up to win by just under two to a game Pink Blossom. Folk Dancer was third, then Double Ante.
Woohoo! That is my girl, Zenyatta's sister, going two for two in the same fashion that her big sister went, which is, I'm going to run dead last, and I'm going to give every single person that is listening and watching this race a complete heart attack and make them think that I'm not in it. And then as we go to make the final turn, I'm just going to start running faster than everybody else, way faster than everybody else, and just blows everybody away.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was struck by that too when I watched the video. I was like, this is, it is exactly like her sister. And it was muddy, and she was she was in last place till almost the final turn, and she was completely covered in mud. I mean, completely covered.
Yeah, she is a dirty, dirty girl. And that's the way Zenyatta always was, because she ran in the back, like, oh, and then she'd be like, I can't take it anymore. Excuse me, coming through. It would just flow by everybody. And it's so cool. You know, I mean, it's not the same jockey. It's not the same owners. It's the same trainer, and that is it. And I'm sure he doesn't train every one of his horses to run dead last. If he would, he'd be dead by now, because he'd have a heart attack if every single race he watched was like this one. But John Sheriff, just fantastic. Corey Nakatani, the jockey, so it's not even Mike Smith. It's not like they're making her run like this. This is natural God-given talent and just natural God-given...
She has that same huge stride that Zenyatta has, too. It's real big, just sort of, I don't know what the word is, sort of, it's just a long, big stride. And when she's on the, when she's, you know, at the beginning of the race, she's just out there lumbering, it looks like. And then when she kicks it into gear, you really see how long that stride is compared to everybody else. Same as her sister. It's amazing how much the two are alike.
Oh, it's just incredible. And they look so much alike, too, aside from the facial markings. But they look so similar. It's just, it's exciting. Again, it's just thrilling.
Yeah, and Nakatani did a good job riding her, too. He did a real good job. We'll see if Nakatani is going to stay on board now, if they like the way he handled her.
So far, so good.
Oh, she's only got 18 more to go. And, you know, then she's 20 and 0. Only 18 more.
I just think it's, I mean, and that's what I like about John Sheriff's, and he waits. He doesn't push them. This is, everybody says, oh, is she going to run in the Derby this year? Well, no, because she's four. And she's not a Derby horse, because she wasn't pushed as a two-year-old, because these daughters out of Vertigo are big girls. They're just big girls, and they just take a little bit longer, and he gives them time to mature, and I just appreciate that.
Well, and she's got by the time we get around to Breeders' Cup next year in November, she's gonna be ready. So that's where you won't see her on the Triple Crown, but you'll see her in the Breeders' Cup, and that's where she's really gonna make her break her right there. Well,
so awesome.
Speaking of racing, a couple other racing stories. One is that the Eclipse Awards happen on Saturday. This is Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can see them on HRTV. Of course, the Eclipse Awards are the annual racing awards, sort of like the Oscars for racing. And they're being held at Gulfstream Park Racetrack and Casino. And they are on HRTV. And if I remember correctly, isn't it the ESPN, that ESPN lady is going to be doing them again? I don't remember her name. But it's going to be hosted. They're a lot of fun to watch. It is interesting to see those awards. It's a lot like watching other awards, but with different faces. You don't see Brad Pitt there.
No, the people that are at the Eclipse Awards, they don't compare, like, the celebrities don't compare to the jockeys. It's just a whole different group of people walking through there.
And there every year the National Thoroughbred Racing Association has some voting for some different awards, and I thought an interesting one this year was their 2012 Moment of the Year. And what got voted as the Moment of the Year was not like not like any of the big races, the Kentucky Derby or any of the races, the big races, match races, or any of that stuff. There, what was voted as the Moment of the Year was Painter's recovery. If you remember right, Painter came back from life-threatening battles with laminitis and colitis after his victory in the 2012 Haskell Invitational Stakes. And he won the voting by a good margin, actually, and was honored as the Moment of the Year. And that'll be presented at the Eclipse Awards.
That's cool. Well, Painter is definitely a favorite. You know, he's the one that won the Secretariat Award this year, the Vox Populi, the Voice of the People Award. So he's definitely a fan favorite. And I look forward, now that he's back in training after fighting off colitis and fighting off laminitis, is back in training. And it'd be great to see what kind of year he has. So good for him and good for all of them. I do have some crazy sad news for you, Glenn.
What's
crazy.
That?
You go Rolex, and you're listening to the loudspeakers. Whose voice do you hear every year?
for the last 25 years. Nigel. Yep.
Nigel Casterly is the guy. He entertains, he informs, he welcomes you, he tells you, hey, you stupid idiot, there's a dog in this car with this license plate, we're going to break the window, on show jumping all the time. I love that. Not going to be at Rolex this year.
What? I didn't know that.
Is that amazing?
Nigel's been on our show a bunch of times. She's been on this show before.
I know he has. And this is... this is on Eventing Nation. Due to a decision by the event board, you will no longer be able to hear Nigel's voice at Rolex, but you can still hear him at Red Hills, Richland Park, and Rebecca Farms. He's also on the steeplechase circuit. He's going to be doing all the driving trials at the horse park. But how did Rolex, the event board, decide not to have Nigel emceeing the whole thing?
And you know, there's another side to that too that most people don't realize is he's not only the announcer, he is the one that sets up the sound system all around the park and runs the miles and miles and miles of wires to the speakers throughout that 1,200 acres of park for the cross country day. So he actually gets there about a month and a half ahead of time, and he and his crew spend a month and a half running all that wire and cable. It sounds to me like this was a money thing and somebody outbid him this year.
Probably. I mean, you understand that more than I do, but I'm just blown away. First of all, it's going to be the first Rolex I've missed in like 20 years.
All right, well, I'm not going either. If Nigel's not going to be there, I'm not going. What the heck?
Well, clearly, since I wasn't going, that's why Nigel decided not to do it, obviously.
I didn't know that.
Seriously, he's not going because of me. I take full credit.
Well, they had a little problem over at Churchill Downs. Anybody that has been over to where they hold the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville knows that it's right in the middle of probably one of the worst sections of towns. It's not in a pretty part of town, and it's right in the middle of this section of a not pretty part of Louisville. And there's all these houses. It's completely landlocked by little houses that are around there and empty lots, and some of them are derelict, and it's just not a pretty area. Well, apparently there was a stinky situation about 100 yards from one of the hotels that's right there. The company that has been doing the manure pickup at the track for many, many years, something happened, and there was kind of a miscommunication, or they did this on purpose, nobody knows which, but there was a big empty lot about 100 yards from the Holiday Inn right near where the track is, and they decided to pick the locks of the fencing that was around this big empty lot, and they started dumping all the manure from Churchill Downs in this big empty lot right in the middle of this neighborhood. And apparently it went on for quite a while, for a week or two, before complaints started getting so bad that somebody looked into it and discovered, and then the city got involved and discovered that this company had been illegally dumping it in this parking lot. Now, the company called Equine Organic LLC didn't know why this had happened, and apparently the employees that were doing it said they were told to put it there, and the company said they weren't. And there was a big argument over that, but they had to clean it up. Now, to give you an idea of how much we're talking about, they take out 25 to 30 dump trucks a week of manure out of there. A week.
Oh, my gosh. So how long has it been sitting there and getting piled up?
I think a week or two. So it was a pretty big pile. It took them 2 days to clean it up. So it's like, oh my God.
Gosh.
Can you imagine the Holiday Inn guests 100 yards from there?
No, that's crazy. What a bad idea. And there's nothing organic about Churchill Downs manure, okay? Nothing organic. So you are in big trouble.
That is true.
It's funny.
What do you
guys
do out there? Do you need dumpsters out there? What do you do? Because you're right in the middle of the whole neighborhood like we are here.
Yeah, we have a dumpster, but we're lucky enough to have a neighbor, because mine actually is organic. My neighbor down the street has a pecan farm. He has a bunch of pecan trees and fruit trees. That's his whole 3-acre property is all trees, pecans and pecans and different citruses, and just, I don't know what he has. It's just tons of stuff, and he brings his fruit all the time, and pomegranates, and just everything. So he actually brings, next to our dumpster, every week brings a little mini dumpster that he attaches to the back of his lawnmower, and we fill it up, and he wheels it away a couple days a week. So not all of ours goes in the dumpster, thank goodness. I hate throwing all of that away and just filling up landfills with horse manure, but you pay extra for that privilege. So that's what we do. What do you guys do?
Well, right now we have this pile going in the woods behind our property, which is what most people in the neighborhood here do, because it's like 5-acre lots. So that's what almost everybody does. Now, the other thing is this area that, or this farm that was broken up into this property is pretty big. And they were it was used years ago for phosphorus mining. Now, and apparently they thought they could dig phosphorus out of the ground here. Now, you got to remember the water tables here in Florida are about, 3 feet deep. And then, you know, you're hitting water. So they tried this phosphorus mining for a long time before they put the neighborhood in. And so what's happened since then is a lot of the properties here have big sinkholes. The ground's given away, and there's big sinkholes right in the middle of the properties. And so a lot of the people use that for their manure, is the sinkholes, hoping to someday fill them up. But they're so big, you'd have to have manure for 10 years to fill it up. So that's what a lot of people do. I think what we're going to have to do is once a year we're just going to have to get a dumpster and you know, one of the advantages we have here that I don't know that you have is we have a lot more bugs than you do, being that we're so wet and tropical. And the bugs take care of a lot of the manure. They break it down. I mean, it's amazing.
That's why I have chickens.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
The chickens break it down.
In summertime here, if you know, we clean the paddocks every day, but if you miss a day, that pile of manure will be completely disintegrated and nothing but powder in 2 days.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, living in the sunshine all the time. But you guys get a lot more rain. But, yeah, the sun bakes everything here pretty good, too, and kills a lot of stuff. The whole idea of deworming all the time, hardly anybody here deworms. They just do the fecal test now because there's such little spread of worms from horse to horse because the sun breaks everything down so quickly here. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So
I have
one more story.
Let me tell you this one first, because this is almost, I want to see if you find this, I want to see how disturbing you found this title, if you found it as disturbing as I did. So this was a story out of England. And the title is Wrangler, the jean company, Wrangler launches first pair of moisturizing jeans. Yep. It's the first pair of moisturizing jeans, and it was modeled by Lizzie Jagger, who I think is related to Mick. And it's a pioneering skinny fit style that incorporates high performance skincare ingredients to protect your legs from the dehydrating effects of denim. These denim spa jeans, they're called, come in three finishes: aloe vera, olive extract, and smooth legs, which aims to prevent cellulite. Hydrating properties include natural oils and butters such as apricot kernel oil, passion fruit oil, rosehip oil, shea butter, and something I can't pronounce. What happens is that these oils are put into the jeans, and they said they definitely feel cooler than regular jeans. And after a day of wearing them, old Lizzie said that my legs feel great. They come out feeling more silky than usual. Now, they're priced at £85, which is about $5,000 here in America, and they said the effects of the ingredients last up to 15 days, but a reload spray will also be available to buy, meaning that the formula lasts between 67 and 95 wears, but you have to spray them every once in a while.
Okay, this is fantastic. I typed in moist, and it came up in Google, and moisturizing jeans came up. This is fantastic. I would wear these, and they're Wranglers. They're Wranglers now.
Skin-tight Wranglers. I mean, these are tight, tight jeans. And apparently, they would almost have to be for this stuff to work, I guess.
If they have these types of Wranglers that have moisturizings in the pregnant style, I will totally buy them. She's my skin is so dry. Oh, my God. It is.
I guess for you, Liv, this would be a great thing. Now, probably it should have a disclaimer. You know, in England, they'll last for 67 to 95 wears before it dries out too crisp. In Phoenix, you get 2 wears, and then you're going to have to buy like 12 bottles of this stuff and spray them every day.
Yes. I don't know how that would work, though. I mean, like, you have to wash them a lot because you would get moisture. I don't know how this works, but can you imagine, like, filling up your jeans with lotion and then sliding them on?
Oh!
And sweating and trying to ride in the dirt and getting hay down in there. You what?
I found the whole concept disturbing myself, but just me.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I love the idea of my clothes moisturizing my skin, but I don't know if I don't know how it's going to work in Phoenix or anywhere, really.
All right, well, let's take a break for our commercial, and we're going to be back with McKenna Oxenden talking about those weird little strips that all the athletes and now horses are wearing. We'll be right back. Hi, Glenn the Geek here. Choose Kentucky Performance Product Supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. This week, I want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. Horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need a supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable and easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Well, one of the terrific bloggers, young bloggers actually, for Horse Nation, they have a lot of people that contribute over there to that blog. And one of the ones that we've had on before, the contributors, his name is McKenna Oxenden. And she writes a blog post for Horse Nation called The Secret Life of McKenna. And she wrote the one this week I wanted to have her on to talk about because if you remember right, Jamie, back in the Olympics, you saw all these athletes with the weird tape all over their bodies, this colored tape, and it was in weird patterns and just very strange stuff. Well, McKenna knows a little bit about that, so we have her on to talk about it. Good morning and welcome back, McKenna.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us again. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, now, you've written a lot of blog posts since we talked last, but this one really caught my eye because I knew nothing about this stuff, and I don't think anybody else does either. How do you know about this crazy, weird sort of therapeutic tape?
Well, I've kind of had a bum shoulder for a while now, and I finally thought it would be a good idea to go get it checked since I'm out of the saddle for a little bit right now. And so they put me in physical therapy, and at the end of one of my sessions, my physical therapist was like, "Have you ever tried kinesio tape?" I was like, "No, I mean, I've heard of it. One of my friends has had it, but I know nothing about it." And she's like, "All right, what color do you want?" And I was like, "Let's go with blue. It's my favorite color. Sounds good to me." And, you know, she puts this stuff on, and I'm like, she immediately puts it on. I'm like, "Oh, my God, this stuff is absolutely amazing. I have not felt my shoulder be in the correct place since God knows when." So physical therapy is how I know about it.
Well, what's it do now? Is it the tape forces you? You know, they can make it really tight, and it forces your body to be in a place it needs to be. Is there something in the tape that's miraculous? Some kind of strange Chinese herb? You know, what is it?
There's so many different uses for this tape, which I think is just so interesting. So it depends upon what you're trying to tape for, what problem you're trying to solve. Like for me, it's trying to push my shoulder back into the correct place and pain relief at the same time, but you could be looking for stability or you could be looking to help swelling. You know, the possibilities are absolutely, like, endless. And how it works is just, you know, depends upon how much you pull, where you put it, where you place it, how you lay it down.
Now, could I do the same thing with duct tape cut into strips or the
Probably not. I mean, hey, you could try it. But what makes Kinesio so special is that it's so thin and stretchy that it's almost made to mimic, like, human skin. And they say that as you lay it down, it lifts up a part of your skin so that there's a layer between the muscle and your dermis so that there can be, like, you know, room for healing and whatnot, which is why it makes it so different from athletic tape, which is, like, extremely restricting, and you know it's there. Like, I barely know it's there, and I have it on me all the time.
So it's the stretching and pulling part. There actually isn't anything in the tape that's medicinal.
No, it's the stretching and pulling part.
Well, how are they starting to use it? Now they're starting to use it. I see, you know, horses with weird tape colors all over their bodies. Is it the same thing? They're trying to put their bodies into certain places, or?
Yeah, I think it's the same exact thing, you know, that you can do it for muscle weakness, or, you know, if your horse has a little bit of a strain, you can put it on there to try and help, because it's extremely therapeutic. And it lasts, like, it can stay on for up to 3 to 4 days, depending on what you're doing. And it's waterproof. And so, I mean, that's a huge advantage. You know, you don't have to worry about having to tape it every single day or anything like that.
It's not like the band-aid. It's not like the band-aid that falls off in the shower.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, so what part do you want to tape up, Jamie? What do you need taped up?
Oh, no, I'm just curious. So you're at the doctor's office, and at the end of your physical therapy session, by the way, let me ask, was your shoulder injury horse-related?
Well, it's kind of been ongoing, but since I broke my arm 2 years ago, after falling off the horse, yes, my shoulder has been a bum shoulder.
It basically all goes back to horses, as we all know. Okay, so you go to the doctor, and they're like, hey, we're going to tape you up and put some tape on you. And how long did you wear that tape? I mean, to me, it's like, do you just use it while you're in the office, or do they think you should do it for a long time?
You know, she just told me, you know, if you like it, great, keep it on. You can keep it on until you come next. You know, 3 to 4 days is, like, normal, but if it starts to bother you, just take it off. If you hate it, we won't do it again. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm addicted to this stuff. Like, I don't ever want it to come off.
Wow. So are you walking around with, like, some crazy electrical tape, like you're about to go run cross country and you've electric taped yourself all the pieces?
I am walking around like a crazy person with all of this tape over me, and it's very interesting. I played a game at school one day. I was like, let's see how many people ask me about this crazy tape on my shoulder. And I think I got up to about 30 people. And some people were like, oh, my God, that's the stuff from the Olympics, right? And other people were like, what is on your shoulder? But it got really fun to make up just random stories.
Well, listen, I was in the Olympic Games, and my trainer says that, you know, for me to excel in the future at shot put, I need to put tape on my right shoulder. Yeah, I mean, the lies are endless that you could tell. So you wear this tape, you're walking around. Does it bother you? To me, like, a Band-Aid drives me crazy. I can't even wear a watch. Does it drive you crazy?
No, I don't even notice it. I don't notice it at all, which I thought is very surprising, because, you know, it's all this tape on my shoulder, and I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be a nuisance. But, like, I don't notice it at all, and it feels good, so it doesn't bother me.
Cool. Well,
and
then, who knows?
And it comes in pink, black, blue, and tan. What more can you want with life, with, you know, all these cool colors?
You can have flair. Now, when did they start using this on horses?
It really started just in August of 2012, but, you know, people have been using it, I think, really not for that long, you know, just back to 2010, but this year is the first time that they're going to have, like, formal seminars in the States. I think there's, like, one in Florida, one in California, and one in New Mexico or something like that.
That is cool. I'm trying to think of peeling duct tape off your horse's hair coat and it not going very well.
That's the thing, that because of, like, the, you know, the way it's glued on, for lack of other words, the, like, the sticky stuff, it's the adhesive. It's like a very gentle adhesive, so it doesn't pull the hair off or anything. And it's heat activated, so, you know, after you put the tape on, you rub it. So that's where more of how the adhesive sticks. And it's not, it doesn't, like, pull the hair off.
Wow.
I don't know how it works, but it works.
Very interesting. Yeah, I can see the how it might work. I guess it, you know, what really makes it special is what it's made out of and how it does have that stretchiness and act like human skin and the stickiness to it. And that's probably why this company's making a freaking fortune right now.
I know.
Is it expensive?
There's not
do you know?
A lot of medical. Is it what?
Is it expensive?
Is it expensive?
Can you just buy it?
You can just buy it. They have like four different pre-cut strips. Like, they have one for your wrist and your shoulder and your ankle and, like, your back or something like that. I think it comes with, like, two applications, and it's, like, $4.
I'm looking here on Amazon, and you're right. It comes in different – by the way, you can get every color under the rainbow, which was a smart move by them. And you can get a roll – 5 yards of it, 2 inches wide by 5 yards for $11. So it's not real bad.
No, I mean, and this stuff is awesome. Like, man, riders better take a note on this, because I'm telling you, my shoulders have never been so back and square in my whole entire life. Talk about a secret weapon.
Huh. Interesting. Nice. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, I don't know. I could see a lot of uses for this, Jamie. Obviously, and I'm looking, and they seem to be the only company selling it, so they definitely have the patent on it.
There's a few other, I think there's a few other, like, knockoff brands that I'm sure don't do, you know, aren't as technical, but I know Kinesio is the main major one.
Well, terrific. So are you not riding your horse at this point? Are you off completely?
I am not riding my horses right now because I thought it sounded like a fun idea to get a third concussion.
Oh,
friend, what helmet are you wearing? What is wrong with you?
I know. It's really fun. You guys should try it sometime.
Geez, you're only like a junior in high school and you haven't had three concussions so far?
Yep.
Does that get you out of doing any homework? Can you say, I'm sorry I had a concussion, I can't do it?
It actually has. It has a lot.
See, did you use that excuse when you were at school, Jamie?
No midterms.
What? We're giving bad advice here. We got to stop this. We're gonna have every horse girl in the country
I'm telling you, it sounds a lot better than it actually is. Dealing with a sledgehammer going on in your head every single day is not
you know what? Why don't you just go ahead and tape up your face, tape up your head, tape up your shoulder, and go sit in our padded room, McKinnon, for crying out loud. Listen. Well, listen, good luck.
Thank
and
you,
keep McKinnon. Us posted. We'll be watching you over on horsenation.com. That's where you can find McKinnon start to blog. And check out all our blogs. They're very, very fun. And we do appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, no problem. I love being here. It's great.
All right, well,
all right.
Take care of that head.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
There you go. You know, I was thinking, as you get more and more pregnant, if the belly becomes a problem, just get the tape taped up.
I'm going to tape up my belly so I don't get stretch marks. See, that's
there
a great
go.
Idea. Learn something new every day.
Right. All right, well, let's take a break for our song today. We have Raquel Renner in I Wanna Know You. And it's right after this commercial from Equity. We'll be right back with Really Bad Ads coming up.
And this is Coach Jen from Horse Tip Daily, and I'm here with Eric Bates. And Eric has the unique distinction of owning an Equity. Which fork do you own, Eric?
I own the Flexen fork, the newer fork.
So you have the Flexen fork. You have one Flexen fork, or do you have multiple Flexen forks?
I have multiple Flexen forks. I also have the standard and the mini teen basket.
So did you get multiple ones so that you would not have family strife?
Something like that, yes.
Well, we hear from customers all the time who have the Flexen forks and the Shaken forks that it causes issues because people want to borrow your fork, and you really
yes.
don't want them to borrow your fork. So you've got a fork for everybody in your family. About how long have you been using the Flexen forks?
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now.
Okay, so you are a well-seasoned user. And initially, what made you want to try the Flex and Fork?
I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store. And I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
So it's all about the quality, and you don't shove it into a frozen pile of manure and have it snap.
That's correct.
That is correct.
That
all
is
right.
Correct.
All righty. And what is your absolutely most favoritist part about your Flex and Fork?
I love the design. The overall design is incredible. Your hand fits securely on the end of the fork. You're able to scoop things up a lot better. Of course, the quality of the actual pins are just incredible. The basket itself, I have never yet, I had to go through three or four regular forks, and I have yet to even hardly scratch this one up with the same kind of use. And it's just withstood incredibly, and I recommend the fork to everyone that I basically talk to who wants good quality manure fork.
You can find the Flex and Fork and the Shaken Fork at equitemfg.com. That's EQUITEEMFG.com.
I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to see the world through your eyes. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you. Hear the rain fall down from your sky. Don't be afraid. You think they mean? I want to feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated. With you, I want to see the world through your eyes.
Well, that was Florida horse girl Raquel Renner. You can find all of her music at RaquelRenner.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is producing today, and we are brought to you today with the kind generosity of Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Well, before we get to really bad ads, I didn't get to do my my crappy list on Wednesday, and Jennifer found this. I thought it was kind of interesting. It's amazing, Jamie, how many equestrian terms or words are actually used in everyday English. And I know this because you and I have Google alerts set up that Google searches for all news stories that have certain equestrian words in them. And it's amazing how many have nothing to do with horses yet relate to horses because of these words. And I have examples of some of them.
Well, and since you've mentioned this list, I've been excited to hear it because so many things all the time you hear and you're like, huh. Or, you know, what really gets me, too, is not just the words, it's the fashion. How many times do you go into, like, TJ Maxx, Jen, or Ross or something and find, like, a whole bunch of purses on the wall and all of them have, like, an egg butt snaffle bit as their closure? And people have no idea that it's a snaffle bridle that is supposed to be going to horse. Or shoes, like coach shoes, they have the little cheek snaffle bits on the toes. Oh, my gosh, it's so true how equestrian world kind of just leaks into the normal, I call them normal people, the normal people world.
I think one of the most common ones that we saw all last year, because, you know, we get these alerts, was it's a one-horse race, you know, in the political sense. That one is used a lot. Or dark horse, that's another political one. You know, this candidate's a dark horse. So every time that term was used in an article, we'd get it.
Like, yeah,
this is nothing
exactly
with horses. But there's some that you might not think about, a false start. And that relates back to the tip we got from Frankie on Wednesday, you know, false start, taking off incorrectly out of the gate. And also ran, I've heard that used, and that would be the horse that did not win. That would be the everybody but Zenyatta's sister. Back in the saddle, you know, back in the saddle, we use that all the time. You know, you're getting back to work, or you know, you were injured, and you know, you're starting to work out again. Whatever it is, how about let's see here, circle the wagons, you know. I used to hear that all the time in business. You'd be in a business meeting and it's time to circle the wagons, which means things aren't going well.
See, yeah, that's funny because I've never been in business and I was like, when would you use that? I mean, I know what it means, like circle the wagons, the engines are coming, you know, like
that's
how you watch old Westerns and they're all racist and they're like, oh, they're going to kill us. So they circle the wagons. Well, then I was thinking, how do you use that in real people terms? But that makes sense because I'm definitely not a business person whatsoever.
Well, and I didn't realize this was one I didn't know. Circuit, you've heard of a circuit court or a circuit court judge. Well, circuit is in what the explanation is and what that has to do with horses. The circuit court judges used to spend days riding on horseback from one remote county courthouse to another. And President John Adams finally recalled riding the circuit as one of the most enjoyable aspects of his early law practice. So that's how they got that name, is riding from one place to another.
You just have to like batten down the hatches until the circuit court judge came around to settle your dispute with your neighbor.
That's right. And that probably was really true in Arizona, where there was probably two courthouses back then.
Yeah, exactly. Curbs just shoot each other.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I didn't wait for the judge. Curb someone's enthusiasm. I never knew that was a horse term.
How is that a horse term?
It relates back to the curb bit used to restrain a horse from running away.
No kidding.
I know. Now, I never knew that. Now, cut the traces. I have heard that term used before. I haven't heard kicking over the traces or slipping the traces. I have heard cut the traces, and that basically means let's get out of this situation. And where that comes from, of course, is from when everybody drove their horses And what happens if your horse got in a bad situation or they flipped the carriage or something, you would actually cut the traces. And the traces are the things that go from the chest collar back to the carriage and actually hook to the carriage. That's what they're pulling the carriage with, is the traces.
Okay.
So you would, a lot of times, everybody carried knives back then, because they, if they had to cut the harness off the horse, you know, in a bad situation, that's what they would do.
Gotcha.
A couple here, don't beat a dead horse. We've all heard that one. That is probably one of the most common ones, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Don't change horses in the middle, in midstream. That's another business term. You know, where things are going well now. We're, you know, we've got a good deal going, or we've got the
ride
right
sales. Ride it out.
Yeah. Yep.
Hear that? Ride it out. Just ride it out. I just came up with that right now.
Now, the one I never liked this term a lot, and I have heard it used. Don't flog a dead horse. You know, it's like, okay, you know, things are already done here. Let's move on. But I just never liked that term a whole lot.
Well, it's the imagery that goes along with a horse laying dead and somebody beating it. Like, come on. Don't beat a dead horse. That's gross.
Yep. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Everybody's heard that one. That's a very common one. Don't put the cart before the horse. Also a very common one. Dragooned. Now, I don't even really know what dragooned means. Do you?
In horse terms? No.
Yeah.
Or regular terms. I'll Google it.
In regular terms, it means when someone is drafted into a project against their will. They're brought in against their will. But I don't know what, Jennifer, do you have any idea what it means in horse terms, dragooned?
All I know is a dragoon is a mounted guard, a royal mounted guard.
Yeah.
That's the extent.
Well,
that's it.
Drafted to do that. See, that's why.
Mounted infantryman. Just ask Cliff Clavin on the show. Jennifer, what's a dragoon?
Cliff Clavin. Let's see here. Feeling his oats. You know, that was, there's a whole study, $144,000 being spent on that right now. Let's see here. A couple others. Getting a leg up. That comes from mounting a horse. I never really put that together. Did you? The getting a leg up on someone was from mounting a horse.
Yeah.
let's see here. It's got a burr under a saddle. Well, we all know what that causes. Hit the trail, hobbled, of course. Hold your horses. That's another very popular one. Let's see if there's any other really good ones here. Horse of a different color. I have heard that term before. Horsing around, of course. And it does give the
term.
All right,
here's your challenge. Here's all of our listeners' challenges. And you don't have to post this on Facebook, but you guys can we share this list online maybe?
Yeah.
And everybody try to use at least 10 to 15 of these terms today and see if people think you're crazy. You know what? I just don't think it's going to work. I'm going to have to – he's a horse of a different color. That's what's going to happen. You just randomly throw in these terms to your entire day. I don't have the list in front of me. But it'll be easy if you just carry the list around. I want to hear about it later on.
Yeah. And, you and the horse you rode in on is another one, too. Yeah. You can use that one, too.
You and your horse you rode in on,
that'll get you in trouble today.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we'll post that one on Facebook at Horses in the Morning. And now it is that time of the week, Jamie, that everybody waits for.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right, well, sorry, I had a false start. Sorry, I didn't mean to have a false start. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Circle the wagons, because it is time to cut the traces. We are going. I know you're chomping at the bit to get started, Glenn. So we're just going to go ahead and get this going, okay? Don't beat a dead horse. We're not going to stick around and really, you know, use them. I need a leg up to get started, and we're going up for and hit the trail. Let's do it.
I think you got your 10 in right there in two sentences.
Well, I don't leave you at the gate.
The prize today, I think you win the prize today. What the heck? Let's just skip really bad ads. It's not going to get any better than that. So the prize today is a Spursuader. Is that a Spurs from Spursuader? It's you get to choose an English or a Western Spursuader. These are the horse-friendly Spurs. We had a comment I just want to read here quick. Let me pull this up. Give me one second.
You got to get on his high horse and find out what's going on. Hold on. I need to get my ponytail in before we get started. Oh, God, I'm so good. We've created a monster. Find me out the faster.
Keep talking. I haven't found it yet.
Analog partner, let's go. Let's do these ads. Find it.
Oh, here we go. Doreen said yesterday, I have a pair of these, and let me tell you, they make a difference. I went from having a horse that leapt away from the pokey spur to a horse that moves off my leg with grace. It's the difference between poked with a pencil or nudged with a pad of someone's thumb. So thank you, Doreen. That's a good way to describe it. And the winner is going to get a set of those. And now we've changed it a little bit here over the last couple of weeks. We used to pick the winners ahead of time. We used to sit down and talk about, you know, which ones were the best. We don't do that anymore. We just let nature take its course. We let the horse just go down the track, and we'll tell you who's going to win. I have a first one. Let me do the first one. Every week now, I've been trying to find a funny Craigslist ad, and I came up with this one. And this has a picture to go with it. And let me tell you, the picture says it all. This is a funny Craigslist ad. Free kittens, possibly brain dead. I have 10 questionable baby kittens that I'm giving away for free. I would keep them, but frankly, I don't want them. Fair warning, I think these kittens are mildly brain dead. I know the parent cats, and I say with confidence that the dad is definitely has something going on in the noggin. He moans and walks around in circles and into walls all day, every day. How he managed to knock up my sweet, innocent mittens, I have no idea. But I got to give him some street cred because here I am with 10 freaking kittens. So anyway, just send me an email with what you want to do with these kittens and how you'll give them a good home. I want to give them away within a week. I think the good home really doesn't matter much because do you see the picture of these cats? These are the ugliest kittens I've ever seen.
You know, this is where you realize that these pictures do not go with this ad because, first of all, let me just tell the guy, neuter your freaking cats. Spay, neuter, and geld, people. Let's go. But these cats that are actually in the picture are like $1,000 cats. They're the hairless cats, the ones that are like hypoallergenic. Puppies.
Yeah.
God, they're hideous. Oh, they're so ugly. They're cute, though.
I love the ad, though.
That's a great ad. Great ad. And good job finding that one, Glenn. You need to start looking in the farm and garden section, okay? Farm and garden.
Well, I was going to do the first one here. Glenn Forrester sent this one in, and thank you so much, Glenn. 3 broke horses for sale or best offer $700. Now, there's a lot of misspellings in here, so I'm going to do the best I can. I have a Palomino filly about 4 years old, $600. I have a Bay filly about 8 years old, $700. I have a Palomino gelding about 5 years old, $600. All between 14, 15 hands tall, I mostly trail road, R-O-A-D, good for beginners or experienced riders, and gelding has registration papers. I used haven't to send them, and if you want to register them. Ty, pics are a couple years old, could not get the camera to work. If you're interested, come try them out and make me an offer. All I can do is say no.
Oh, dear God.
What's really struck me is we haven't seen this too often, and this is a – you run like hell when you see the sentence, pics are a couple of years old, I could not get the camera to work.
Yeah. Everything has a camera on it nowadays, okay? And the fact that you've got – You've got three horses that you say one is about four, one is about eight, and one is about five. Either they're all 15 or they're all 2 years old and unbroke. There's no reason to not have that kind of an idea on the age of your horse, especially when they're all around five. Look at their teeth. This guy's an idiot. But
yeah,
and
by the way, the pictures are not of these horses. Guaranteed.
Are you serious?
Oh, he put up pictures of some other horses. And when they get there, he's going to say, well, the pictures were a couple years old.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He used to be brown, really. Now he's a Palomino, but
yeah.
He used to be brown.
Yeah. It's funny how he changed in the last couple of years.
Well, and it's funny how that happens. Remember when I was looking for a lesson horse, and they sent me this video of this horse that was doing a horse trial at Masterson Station in Lexington, Kentucky. And I was like, huh. Well, he's been kind of around, you know. He wasn't fantastic in the horse trial, but I didn't need something super fancy. And so I go to see him, and it's a cute little horse with a blaze and three white socks. And I get there, and it's a horse with a little stripe and one white sock. You're like, well, he had the same name as the horse in the video. That doesn't mean that it's the same horse. And I was like, when did this horse come from Kentucky? What are you talking about? Well, he was at a horse trial in Kentucky in the video. Well, no, he wasn't. Like, that was Masterson's. I've been there. God. And some idiot fell for that. So not some idiot. This idiot made some nice person fall for that. It was disheartening. Anyway, sorry, that was a tangent. I'm going to get back on the horse. Here we go. Doreen Rose. Thank you very much.
Mount up, Jamie. Mount up.
I'm going to mount up. Here we go. Giddy up. Pregnant mare will trade for something. And then she requested a Southern accent, I believe. This is in all capital letters, by the way. So imagine me yelling at you. I'm looking to trade a four-year-old quarter horse mare bred to a registered paint stud. For what you got, let me know. I have too many. Also, I have a four-year-old registered Boston Terrier, black and white female. She's a dog. She just had babies and we'll wait for them to be weaned. We'll trade for something. Let me know. Thanks.
Now, can you read what she's looking for? Because there's some new ones that we haven't seen before on this list.
Yeah. So let's see. What she has to trade is a Boston Terrier, by the way, that's a dog that just had babies that need to be weaned, and a four-year-old that is bred to a paint stud. She is looking for a good four-wheeler, golf cart, guns, pop-up camper, a truck that runs, beef calves, a pit run from a driveway, limestone from a driveway, a zero-turn lawnmower, a tractor, an oil field pack, a welding machine, a motor 4.6 for an 01 Ford low miles. Just let me know.
I thought we'd seen it all. I've never seen an oil field pipe, by the way. What the hell is that? A welding machine. We haven't had that one before. And we also haven't had limestone for a driveway or a pit run for my drive. I don't even know what a pit run is. I have no idea.
I don't either. But I think it's funny that they're specifying a certain type of rock for their driveway. Like,
yes.
You know that their driveway is a mud pit right now anyway. But no, we only don't take limestone. Just limestone. But I will take guns. Semi-automatic, actually, with about 30 caliber, 30 shots to the thing, because I'd like to blow everybody away at the same time. Do it all at once. Oh, dear God.
Well, Beth sent this one in. Super nice. Two-year-old Missouri Fox Trotter. You're never going to guess what gender this one is, Jamie. Can you guess?
Oh, no. What? Yeah. A two-year-old Missouri Fox Trotter. They went 2000. I see the headline. Let's see. It's going to be a mare.
Nope. It's a stud. Will be 15 hands tall. Sorrel in color. Smooth gait. No buck. No bite. Being ridden daily, up hills, through ditches, a lot of different terrain. Very calm stud horse, but will be cut if needed. Comes from registered stock. Come ride this horse home today. This two-year-old, do you believe this ad? This two-year-old is doing a lot of stuff. Maybe Missouri Foxtrotters or learn early.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ad now, and there's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 24. There are 36 exclamation points in that one ad that you just read. I don't know if you can blank those out, but 30, 36, 37, something like that.
Well, that's because this is an amazing 2-year-old that apparently rides like a 10-year-old. I'm telling you, this is a perfect answer here. No problem.
He's being ridden daily. Super nice.
And by the way, yes, cut him. Do that right now. Don't even wait.
And can we use a different word other than cut? That's just gross. Okay, let's go with Rachel Mitchell. And
technically,
this is
what happened.
This is a steal of a horse here for only $150. This gem of a horse can be yours. And guess what? Guess what it is, Glenn? Guess what sex it is? It's a stud. It's a stud. Not gonna believe it.
We have to do a study. We'll have to have Jennifer do a study. I think at least 60% to 70% of our really bad ads that we have on here every week are studs.
We would like to thank the Unwanted Horse Coalition for putting on the gelding clinics that they do in certain states. They did 18 states this past year. I would love to – all of us should donate some money to them and spread it around because this is a deal. This is a horse wild Mustang for sale. A horse wild Mustang for sale. Hi, by the way, this is all lowercase, very little punctuation, but the word wild – is in all capital letters. So the caps key does work. Hi, I have a wild red roan Mustang stallion for sale. When I got him, he came with a halter on, and I took it off, and I haven't tried to put back on him, but he needs his feet done, and I've been working, and I don't have time for him. He's just sitting and getting fat. I have started to work him a little. I can put a rope on him, and he will look towards me. He has never charged me. He just looks at me. I started to pet his face a little. The deal. I started to pet his face a little, and I've managed to put a halter back on him and a rope halter, and he would make a nice little trail horse. Gel him or keep him as a stallion for more information and pics. But he is nice and fat. He just needs his feet done ASAP. He is not a BLM Mustang. Thanks for reading. Have a nice day. By the way, we'll trade for a rope horse. What do you have?
All right, let's talk about this one. And he's a wild Mustang, but he wasn't a BLM Mustang, which means somebody stole him off one of the prairies. Don't you love how he took the halter off and haven't tried to put it – now, there's a contradiction here. Okay, so this is what he says. When I got him home, he came with a halter, and I took it off and haven't tried to put it back on him. And then 3 sentences later, it says, I have started to work with him, and I can put a little rope on him. And then it says, I started to pet his face and put a halter back on him.
Yeah. No, it's a whole lot of useless BS information in this ad. It doesn't say one thing about how tall he is, one thing, anything. Basically, this is a horse that probably they live somewhere out in the desert. In Levine, Arizona. There you go. So they live in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. This is south of Phoenix, okay? There's nothing south of Phoenix except for desert. He probably wandered into their yard. They corralled him. Now they got him. Who knows what to do with them? They can't do anything with them. So they're just going to sell them for the bargain price of $150. Wow. Good deal.
Yeah. Well, the next one was sent in by Sarah Roon, sent this one in. It's a very short ad. Jennifer's going to have to post the picture because we haven't seen this in a while, actually. We used to get, remember when we first started doing these, we used to get a lot of these pictures, but we don't get them so much anymore. The title is Palomino Horse. Mare, Trail, Water, Street, Parks. That's what it says. Mare, Trail, Water, Street, Parks. Please call for more information. Thanks. May God bless your trails. Oh, there's another one. God bless your trails. So the picture is this very almost looks like the pretty horse we talked about on Wednesday from Russia has sort of that light palomino color. And we got a guy holding the halter, and then we have a guy pulling on the tail. So we got a guy one end of the halter and a guy on the other end of the tail. Kind of reminds me of that picture of us, you, Jennifer, and I, with the donkey at the Kentucky Horse Park.
That's a fake donkey, though. That was a statue donkey, and we were acting. These people, these are two grown-ass men that are about 6 feet tall, and this pony is like 13 hands. So they're yanking on this tail of this pony, and the pony is standing there staring at the camera going, please, please take me home.
Yes.
Please get me out of here.
It looks like some parking lot and a business or something, you know? But yeah, that Jennifer, you have to post the whole ad and the picture and make a comment about the picture.
All right, so let's see. Gemma sent this one in. Horse for sale, thoroughbred plus 1/4 MI appendix, $3,000. Thoroughbred plus 1/4 MI appendix, horse for sale. Next line. 3-year-old. Next line. Male horse. Next line. Domesticated.
Really? Who would have thought?
Okay. That was so weird.
You know, there are a lot of wild thoroughbred herds in this country. They're becoming a real problem. The BLM has to work on them next.
He's a thoroughbred quarter horse domesticated cross. 3-year-old male horse. Domesticated. Racehorse is the next line. The next line is healthy. And the next line is $3,000. So, Gemma, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. If you have to put domesticated in, and it's fitting that it comes right after the non-wild BLM wild Mustang. This one, on the contrary, is domesticated.
Well, Gemma, put the next one in.
Domesticated horses about 5,000 years ago. Oh, God, that's awesome.
Gemma sent the next one in, too. All right, here we go. Oh, got another stud. 6-year-old stud, ready to service, $100. I love this ad.
God.
Wait till you get this. Just let me read this ad. Okay, let's start off. He is not for sale. I'm putting him on here for stud service only. I'm his pimp, and I want to hire him out. I'm not for I'm not for sure of his breed. I believe he is a quarter horse. I can tell you he is huge. It's all says. Don't say which part. He is good horse and looks to have a good gene pool. This is a beautiful horse. That's right. It's moisturized gene. And we'll probably make big colts. If you're interested, he is for hire at $100. Now, we're trying to get people to breed to my stud, but I don't know what breed he is. I don't. And how does he know he has a good gene pool? She doesn't even know what breed he is. But I'll tell you what, Jamie, tell you what, all that matters is he's a stud and he's huge.
He's a big boy. He's a big old boy. And you know what's really awesome is he's probably a really big, giant, quarter horsey-looking stud with these teeny, tiny little feet, and navicular disease is right around the corner. Oh, my God.
And you know what? This one's guaranteed. This is another thing I noticed. It's guaranteed to make big colts. You're not going to get a filly out of this one. All colts.
I didn't even realize that. Gemma, those are two really good ones. Really good ones. It's a domesticated. Why, Gemma, please next time put the phone number in, because I would like to call this person and give them a piece of my mind. And I would like to find out who's breeding to this person so I can call up those people and give them a piece of my mind. Why are you breeding?
You didn't want to do it this year. I was game for calling one of these ads every week when we do the show.
Oh, please. I'm ready for it now. This one gets me fired up. Why are you breeding a horse? You don't even know what breed it is. $100 to make some worthless baby that's going to need a home in 3 weeks. The person who has it is not going to be able to feed it because they can't even afford a good stud for their stupid marriage. They probably can't even afford to feed anyway. So you got an underweight horse breeding a big old unknown animal that has good blue jeans. What the hell? I'm mad. Okay.
I got her started, Jennifer.
Somebody get this girl some tranquilizer. Her blood pressure is way too high. Get her some medication, please.
All those hormones.
Hey,
at
least I'm domestic.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Right. We'll see here. All right. Are you looking for a great horse to lease? $150 in Gilbert. And I know that there's a Gilbert in Arizona, so I'm do me proud here. UD sent this one in. On-site lease only. $150 a month for half lease, or we can talk about a full lease as well. It depends on how much you are riding and what you're looking to do. I can also do lessons as well, which is I do lessons, $100, then two free ones. Cinnamon is an amazing trail horse and will do anything you could possibly want from her. I'm looking for someone that wants to enjoy the beautiful riding weather and just go for a nice relaxing ride. I do not want someone to get on her and run her and work her to death. She rides English and Western, and the $150 a month does include use of all her Western tack. If you want to ride her English, that is fine as well, but I do not have any English tack at the Monument, so you would have to provide that you yourself. She is not mare-ish, so whatever, she is the same every day no matter what. She has never spooked at anything. Very respectful, well-behaved, total sweetheart, calm on the ground and under saddle. She is kid and beginner and beginner safe, but I want her to have a leaser who knows what they are doing because she will test you like any other H would. Come check her out. Apparently, at this point, they've decided to scale back the words that they're using for this strategy. Come check her out. I can't say enough good things about this mare. Only contact me if you are serious. You're serious. Thank you, and look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right. Can I start with something here? First of all, they gave this horse a stripper name. Cinnamon kind of sounds like a stripper name, doesn't it?
Yes.
She pole dances, too. Hey, I got to tell you, this is a wonderful, sweet horse. She does everything perfectly, but then she'll test you.
Yeah, just like any other H-wood.
Sentence, doesn't it? Yeah, like any other H-wood, yeah. I could understand if it said like any other B-wood, but I don't know what H means.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Let's see. Shelby Smith sent in the next one. And Shelby, thank you for being a contributor to what could possibly be the ugliest thing I've ever laid eyes on in my entire life. I don't know what this is. I don't know why this is. And I don't understand why it's for sale, but I do understand why it's only $3. Why are you putting ads for things that sell for $3? Seriously? All right. Beautiful, unique roosters in St. Joe. One gorgeous Turkin showgirl cross rooster just hatched at the end of April. Would be wonderful for someone looking for that very unique bird to add to their flock, or somebody wanting a, in quotes, yard ornament. $3 each. Also have silky and black Australorp roosters for $2 each. I would like for you to post this picture, Jennifer, with the ad. This is the most hideous thing I've ever seen. Imagine a chicken. Let's see. The lower half of the bird is a chicken, and it has gray, black, brown, and white feathers, blue legs, and the neck of the chicken all the way up is a turkey without the gobbler. This is the with some weird giant toupee thing on its head. This is like the product of a chicken that got dropped into some sort of radioactive material and came out and started producing babies that look like this. How's that?
I looked it up, and a turkin, they're called turkin naked neck chickens. And that's exactly what it is. It has a naked neck. And it's actually a breed. And let me tell you, they're all this ugly. I'm looking at pictures of them. They're ugly. Oh, my God. Ooh. That poor thing looks like it's been through hell and back. You didn't notice. I really caught my eye when it said one gorgeous Turk and showgirl cross rooster. When I originally read it, I saw cross dresser, and I thought it's a transvestite chicken. But I didn't think they could do
that. You know what?
So.
I love my chickens, and I am so glad that my chickens look like normal chickens because I don't think I would be able to love this. Google showgirl.
You wouldn't want to carry it around.
Not like my little Happy who just tucks in my arm and we just walk around. She's so cute. These are disgusting. Disgusting. Oh, my God. Who bred these? Ah!
All right. This next one.
Showgirl.
This next one from Shauna is also from Arizona. What is it with Arizona, Jamie? 2QH for quad or trailer. 2QH for quad or trailer with 55 exclamation points. Here is my quarter horse's barter for quads year 2003 and 2005, Honda, Suzuki, Yamahas, etc. Engines from 300 to 400, etc. Or if you have a two-axle bumper trailer about 20 foot long and wide, where fits a dually heavy-duty truck like Dodge 3500, Chevys, etc. Or like enclosed trailer, etc. Here is attached examples, pictures of trailers that I can barter for my horses to. Replay as soon as possible. This is a Palomino 9-year-old, one you see here in pic, and Colt is 1-year-old, sorrel color with brown tail and hair, etc. Up to date on shots, etc. Tell me what you have and send me pictures too, and we get from there. Have a nice day. Thank you for your time. Serious barter only, please, etc. Replay to this ADD and automatic goes to my email. And P.S. Most important part. Remember, two horses barter at same time, of course, depend on what you have. If not, my satisfaction could only be one of them. Sorry. Don't forget to send pics on what you have.
Oh, my God. Okay, so basically they're really thinking that two people are going to swoop in at the same time and really try to barter for these horses, and they're going to give you all these motor. I don't understand.
She wants a dually heavy-duty like Dodge 3500 in exchange for these two old quarter horses.
Uh-huh.
Well, one old, yeah. One young. Yeah. And by the way, did you notice she's talked a whole lot about what she wants and only one sentence on the horses?
I wonder if these people, like, she writes this ad, okay? She writes this ad. She's like, she's like, hit send, you know, publish on Craigslist. And she just sits there and waits for a reply. And, like, 2 days later, she's still going, why hasn't anybody replied? Why hasn't anybody replied? Because you want a freaking Dodge 3500 truck for basically a year-old and a 9-year-old that you didn't even describe. It's sorrel color with a brown tail and hair. That's hair. Oh, my God, you're an idiot. Oh, Betty Faye.
We're running out of time. Why don't you do Betty Faye's, and then we'll save the last two for next week.
Okay. Betty Faye wrote in, this is fantastic. This is another one of the, we don't really know what you're selling. And this one is, you don't know what you're selling either. This is, hello. My grandparents have given me a Pain X 2000 infrared thingy for horses. They had no use for it, so they gave it to me. They paid around $800 for it. Email me for more about it. As of right now, no reasonable offer refused. Just don't need it. Thanks. What is a Pain X 2000? If it's like a Revitavet, those things are worth like $3,000, and I'd be happy to take it off your plate. But I don't know what it is, and I don't feel like calling you to find out because you clearly are an idiot.
All right, we have to choose a winner here before we run out of time, and I think we only have one choice, don't we?
It's got to be Gemma, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was her ad she picked or the way you read it, but either way, I haven't laughed that hard all week. So, yeah.
We're a good team, Gemma.
Gemma Coons wins that one. Jennifer will get information over to the good people at Spur Suaders, and she'll find out from you. She'll drop you an email and find out whether you want the English or the Western Spur Suader, and we thank them for donating. It's spursuader.com.
Good ads, so what do you people. Good ads.
Yeah, good ad. Good day. So what are you going to do all weekend without your hubby around, or isn't that, you can't say it on the air?
I'm going to clean stalls and ride horses. Like, it's crazy, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm doing anything.
Wild times for Jamie. I said wild times for Jamie this weekend. Yeah.
You know what? I used to like to drink, and there's so many things I miss. So many things I miss. God, forget it.
Well, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't forget that you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of them as well at iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for your favorite show in the podcast section, and you'll find them. They'll automatically be downloaded to your player every week. And we do have, I don't mention this very often, if you listen to a lot of different shows on the Horse Radio Network, we do have a feed that is for all the shows. And just search for Horse Radio Network on iTunes, and there's a master feed that every show we put out, every episode of every show is on that every week. So if you want to have one feed, you can do that as well. Well, that's it, Jamie. We're heading off to Wendy's in a driving show not too far from us tomorrow, so we're heading over to watch that.
Cool.
And we'll let you know how that goes on Monday.
Well, sounds good. Take some pictures. Find some mini donkeys pulling a little cart, and I'll love you forever. I want to see it. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Congratulations, Ebluisson and Zenyatta, her big sister, winning the race this weekend, and spay, neuter, and geld. Please, geld. Please. Spay your dog, neuter your cat, geld your horse. The world would be better.